Hi, today's word is from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And Pilate, he knew that Jesus was innocent through the conversation that they had. So Pilate tried to release him. So he asked the Jews, "Shall I crucify your king?" And John chapter 19, verse 15 says, "But they shouted, 'Take him away, take him away, crucify him.' 'Shall I crucify your king?' Pilate asked. 'We have no king but Caesar,' the chief priest answered." The Jews replied that they have no king but Caesar. However, they are the people whose confession was that they had no king but Jehovah. For now, they are shouting that they have no king but Caesar, trying to kill Jesus, putting a charge on him as a political traitor. "We have no king but Caesar," so what does this imply? The high priest and the Jews say that they have no king except the king of Rome. But Pilate, the royal servant of Caesar, acknowledged that Jesus is a king of Jews. Apostle John is testifying to Jesus that he gained the complete victory at the trial with Pilate. When Jesus was crucified, Pilate even prepared a sign written, "Jesus, the King of the Jews," in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. Why? Because Hebrews represents the center of religion, and Rome is the center of the politics and culture, and Greek represents the center of philosophy. So John is testifying that Jesus was not confined in Philistine only, but rather he was a king of all nations. The last word of Jesus was, "It is finished." It means that all is fulfilled. However, people at the cross did not know what he meant. What is it that Jesus fulfilled? Sinless Jesus took up the sin of humanity on our behalf and died. This is the event of crucifixion. By his death, we were redeemed from the debt of sin and reconciled with God. And also, through his eternal love, we gained the eternal life. Although his earthly life was over, through his death, he fulfilled everything. We no longer need to sacrifice sin offering because we are already cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Now, it's a matter of faith whether we accept this amazing love or not, not a matter of sacrifice anymore. When Korea was under the colony of Japan, people were humiliated and they had fear towards Japanese authority. But then independence came and people cheered and they celebrated. When others hear them cheer, they need to believe that the independence came. If not, they will remain in fear of Japanese authority. But those who learned about the independence, they can even drive them out. When we look at the crucifixion of Jesus in light of a war, it is like winning the main battle. It is like conquering enemy's headquarters, which means that we have already gained the victory. What remains now is the mop-up operation. Hope you can drive out all the dark power holding a winning flag in your hand and dream for the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, we thank you for the complete victory of the crucifixion of Jesus. May we know that our battle is not for the sake of victory, but for the mop-up operation, and joyfully walk this path of faith, holding the winning flag. We pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.